perfectly clear about something so you understand exactly what we're dealing with here, because one of the things that is being claimed is that President Trump took classified information to Mar-a-Lago when he left the presidency. Classification. How something is graded, secret, top secret, your eyes only, whatever it may be, that is solely a function of the president of the United States, not some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. who wants their greedy little sweaty fingers all over it, their fat little fingers on some piece of evidence they think they can sneak off to the Washington Post, the New York Times. Classification is solely the job of the president of the United States. Keep that in mind, because the FBI, this is from MSN. MSN, you know, the NBC clowns. The FBI searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence. People familiar with the matter said Monday. They never have actual sources anymore in the news. Everybody's anonymous. Nobody has a name. It's garbage reporting. The move represents a dramatic, unprecedented escalation of law enforcement scrutiny of the former president. That's right. The attacks on Donald Trump have all been unprecedented from the time he was a candidate. The Russia collusion hoax when he was president. This raid as a private citizen and former president. Unbelievable. Last night while the raid was going on, Donald Trump put out this statement. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. All true. Everything he said there was exactly true. Just like he said his office had been wiretapped and he was being listened to. Just like he said that the Russian collusion was nothing but a hoax that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Also true. She got rid of 33,000 emails and acid washed her phones and her computers. Did anybody ever raid Hillary Clinton's home? She was never president. Should be an easy piece of information to go get. Let's raid Hillary's home. Find out what we can find out. That never happened, of course. This is radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president, especially based on recent polls, will do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in a broken third world country. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. He's not exposed. The persecution of President Donald Trump has been going on for years with the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, so much more. It never ends. It is political targeting at the highest level. He concludes, well, I'll continue to fight for the great American people. There's a lot more in there. The reaction, as you can imagine, was swift and strong. From Kevin McCarthy, the likely Speaker of the House. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. From Kristi Noem, Governor of South Dakota. The FBI raid on President Trump's home is an unprecedented political weaponization of the Justice Department. They've been after President Trump as a candidate, as president, and now as a former president. Using the criminal justice system in this manner is un-American. Un-American. I would have to agree with that. The response to what has happened here, being supported by Democrats, of course, Ro Khanna of California, the FBI doesn't just go in unless a judge signs off on a search warrant. That means they had some probable evidence about possible wrongdoing. Possible. That's a bunch of crap is what that is. Who would trust the government today? 87,000 new IRS agents coming to help you. Well, if other people are paying their taxes, don't you want to know that, you know, everybody's paying their taxes if you are? Yeah, okay. Andy Biggs, who I spoke to in Dallas here a couple of days ago. The only thing missing from this unprecedented FBI raid at President Trump's home is Muammar Gaddafi's sunglasses and a cap on Joe Biden. Jody Heiss, what does the FBI know about Hunter Biden? Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana. If the FBI could raid your home, raid the home of a former president, imagine what 87,000 IRS agents will do to you. See, those people are on the same page as I am. Smart people. Very much so. At any rate, that's a lot of what's going on here. It is a dark and sad morning, is what it is. This is not an unprecedented raid. This is a rape of American culture, of law and order, of the Republic itself. That's what this is. An attack that goes right to the very core of who we are as an American. Americans on all sides of the aisle should be outraged, because if they can do this one way, it could happen the other way. That would be wrong as well. Flimsy evidence, because he might have taken classified information. What classified information did he allegedly take? Remember, classification is the sole discretion of the President of the United States. If it happened during the Trump years and he says it's not classified, it's not top secret, it's not anything, that's up to the President of the United States. That's how it works. Some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. doesn't get to decide, well, I think it's top secret, I think it's classified, I don't care. That's not your call. That's way above your pay grade. Angry? You have no idea how angry we are right now. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.